must be more to it, much more. A death that affects Mycroft is no ordinary death.
Indeed?
Oh, yes. Brother Mycroft, coming here. A planet might as well leave its orbit. By the way, do you know what Mycroft is?
You told me that he had some small office under the British government.
Yes, I didn't know you quite so well in those days. Under the British government, occasionally, he is the British government.
My dear Holmes.
I thought that might surprise you. Here.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, Mycroft's position is unique. He's the central clearinghouse of Westminster.
I don't understand.
Well, he has the tidiest and most orderly brain of any man living, with the greatest capacity for storing facts.
Mm.
The conclusions of every department are passed to him. Mycroft focuses them all and says how each would affect the other. His word decides national policy.
Good Lord. I'd no idea.
Aha! Jupiter descends.
Ah, yes. Holmes, why isn't he famous? Celebrated?
Because he chooses not to be. He draws £450 a year, remains a subordinate and has no ambitions of any kind, and yet he's the most indispensable man in the country.
I'm sure you don't want to be a drawing clerk all your life. How dare he humiliate me like that?
I'm sure he didn't mean it personally, Sidney.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, woman. How else could he possibly have meant it?
Don't you think you're being just a little oversensitive?
Oversensitive? Told off like a child in front of my junior clerk? My junior clerk? I have responsibilities. I'm in a position of command. How can I exert my authority if the chief persists in undermining me at every turn?
Well, why don't you say something?
Oh, how can I? The man hates me as it is. If I file an official complaint against him, what's the matter with that damn child?
He's sick. I had to get the doctor back again.
More expense.
Good God in heaven!
Angela!
Shut up! Just shut up and listen to yourself! Begrudging your own daughter medicine! What sort of a man are you?
Your response to hand. Terms agreed to. Advise of your plans. Piero.
Won't you come in, Mr. Holmes?
Thank you, Doctor. You know Lestrade, of course.
Good morning, Inspector.
Doctor, Mr. Holmes.
Lestrade? What brings you
this
here?
This is a most annoying business,
Sherlock. Good morning, Mycroft.
In the present status I am, it's most awkward that I should be away from the office. But this is a real crisis. I've never seen the Prime Minister so upset. And the Admiralty's buzzing like an overturned beehive.
We've seen the report in the paper.
Fortunately, Doctor, the full details haven't got out as yet.
They must not get out.
I hope you're prepared to allow them some rain, at least, or your visit's going to prove singularly unproductive.
Really, Sherlock. Inspector?
Arthur Cadogan West was the junior clerk in the technical drawing office at the Woolwich Arsenal. 10 years in the service and done good work, by all accounts. Hot-headed and impetuous, but also straight-dealing and honest.
His body was found at 6 o'clock last Tuesday morning on the tracks just outside Aldgate Station. The head was crushed.
And?
This wretched youth had the plans of the Bruce Partington submarine in his pocket. Well, surely you've heard of it. I thought everybody had heard of it.
Well, it is a name.
It's been the most closely guarded of all government secrets.
And yet everybody has heard of it.
Don't be facetious, Sherlock. Everybody has heard the name. The technical details are protected as securely as the crown jewels.
Only one set of the plans exists. They were kept in an elaborate safe in a confidential office in Woolwich.
With burglar-proof windows and doors. Despite which...
What's so special about this particular submarine?
Well, apparently, Doctor, it's years ahead of anything the other powers have got. Well, I've been told that much, if nothing else.
That is all you need to know. You may take it from me that naval warfare becomes impossible within the radius of a Bruce Partington's operation.
Fascinating. Now, I don't understand why you're here. Now, you said that this Cadogan West had the plans in his pocket. So, they've been recovered. Well, surely you don't need my advice on how to improve your security.
The 3 most essential sheets were missing.
Ah, that does put things into a different light. Was the office broken into?
No, Mr. Holmes. No damage at all. All to the safe.
Did Cadogan West have access to the plans?
On a daily basis, but always supervised.
The papers were locked away before he left work on Monday, and he had keys to neither office nor safe. You must drop everything, Sherlock. Never mind your usual petty problems of the police court. This is a vital international concern. If you've a fancy to see your name in the next honours list...
I play the game for the games.